Hello, everybody. This is Baldwin Ng from Microsoft. Welcome to the Launchpad video, where we're going to be showcasing line of business applications for Windows 8.1 platform. With me today is Claudia Salinas from Pearson.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here today.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Claudia. So today we're going to talk about how Pearson's iLit product is going to transform literacy in the schools around the world, not just U.S., but Australia and other places with Windows platform. So why don't we get started? First of all, I think everybody love to know like who you are, what's your background, and share with us about, in a way, the inspiration of how you get into this education space.
Definitely. So like I said, my name is Claudia Salinas. I love education. I am an immigrant from Nicaragua, and one of the things that from as a young girl my parents would tell me is that education is the bridge to the future and to be successful in life. So I am a teacher by heart. I taught in Dallas ISD, and I joined Pearson 9 years ago. And the reason I joined Pearson was because the focus of this organization is on education and on learners' outcomes. Right. It's not necessarily focusing on selling a product. It's more of making a difference in students' life by increasing their learning, their education.
Right, right. And myself included, I have a 3-year-old, so I care a lot about, you know, her ability to read and all that. But I do know that not every families, you know, have necessarily the same provision depending on the school districts and but it feels like technology can really level the playing field, right?
Definitely.
So before we get to what iLit is about, what Pearson's product offering, can you share just a little bit more for our audiences? What are the top of mind issues, the questions that educators are really wrestling, struggling with, and working on?
Definitely. So one of the biggest challenges is that we have more students nationally in the U.S. that are not on grade level. So we have two new assessments across the U.S., PARC and SMART. Mm-hmm. And I live in the great state of Texas, so we even have our own assessment there. But unfortunately, more kids, like I said, are not on grade level with literacy. And so when you have a bigger population who is struggling, that's an issue, because if they can't read on grade level, they're not going to be productive citizens. They're not going to be college and career ready. So that is one of the things that is top of mind across the entire U.S. is how do we increase the literacy in all of our students so they are ready for college and career?
Right, right. Absolutely. That's a really big, important task at hand for us and for our future generations and the current generations. So with that in mind, share with us a bit about, unpack a bit about the details of what iLit is really about, what problem is trying to solve, what kind of feature functionalities, and then we'd love to also have you dive into the demo and give us a sense of how it works.
Definitely. So iLit was created based on a motto of ramp up to literacy. It's a part of an America's Choice. And one of the things with this research, this base of instruction, is how do we increase literacy in substantially in our students. So this was designed for students who are reading two or more grade levels behind. You can actually use it for on grade level students because the adaptive nature and the engine behind it will literally scaffold and personalize the learning. So the teacher is central. The teacher is teaching on grade level content that is college and career ready, but then as the students are working through their lessons and doing their independent work, the system will calibrate and put them on their Lexel level, constantly pushing them up. And the other cool and key thing is that it is engaging. So I'm sure you've been to many lectures and that you're not engaged. And if you're not engaged, you're not learning.
No, especially these kind of, you know, one unidirectional type instructions without interaction is a bit hard for kids these days, right?
And that's where technology can multiply that. So the teacher's integral in the iLit classroom, but then the engagement using the device, it truly enhances the growth. So like I said, we are seeing over 2 years worth of literacy gains in one single year.
Wow.
And we, for example, Destiny in Louisville, Kentucky, when she started iLit, she was reading at a fifth grade level. After 1 year and her working hard, the professional development for the teacher and how to use this curriculum on a device, she is now on ninth grade level.
Wow, and what a big jump.
Yeah, and now she wants to be a teacher.
Wow, how marvelous.
It's outstanding. So that's the reason why as an organization, we are behind this product 100% because it is showing great outcomes, student
right.
outcomes.
Well, absolutely. That's great. So why don't we show the audiences a bit about how it works. I know we have a graphic here showing what the teachers do versus what the students are doing. So you want to walk us through this
definitely.
Workflow and then jump right into the app?
Yeah, so I'm going to actually, right now what we're looking at on my screen is the student app. So the student actually has access to over 1,000 books. Mm-hmm. Not that they're going to read all 1,000 books in one
right.
single year, but again, talking about engagement, if I'm a boy, I love all things disaster. So I'm reading a book about ecological disasters. Now this book it could be on my level, and the teacher is actually reading a book with me called, in this case, Virtual World, Read Aloud, Think Aloud.
Right.
And this is an on-grade level book. So
right.
everything the teacher is doing is on-grade level, but then I'm going to go ahead and read and apply it to my Lexile level. So I'm gonna open up this book because one of the things that's very powerful as I'm looking at the books over here, first of all, if I don't know what a word is, I can actually have it translate, and it will translate right now in 12 languages, and
right.
we're moving to 44 languages in August,
oh,
which
awesome.
Is awesome.
Right.
But then what I also can do as a student is I can open up my OneNote simultaneously as I'm looking at my book, and let me come back over here, and if I'm struggling with a particular concept or if I'm just making notes about what I'm reading, I'm going to go ahead and talk about disasters. Or actually, I was reading about growth and how disasters just create issues. And one of the things that, as an English learner, that I always struggle is why grew and grow are actually the same thing, and
That's
they don't
right.
follow any pattern at all. It's
right.
like
why,
English is so complicated.
Why do
to
we
me.
Need tense, future, present,
exactly.
past tenses, and all that kind of stuff?
Exactly. So as a student, when I split my screen, I actually can take my notes on one side, even though we have some of the capabilities built into iLit, but the Surface device is really enhancing that technology even more.
Right. And isn't it true that in many cases, the OneNote could be a shared a document between themselves, right?
Or even student and student.
Or
that's
even student
another
to student.
Because
yeah,
a lot of
right.
it is on what they have to do. So I'm in the student view. I'm actually going to go into the teacher view real quickly because
okay.
this is extremely powerful. So like I said, in the iLit classroom, just envision the teacher teaching this class and truly creating an ecosystem where all of the devices are talking to each other. So what I can do as a teacher is the students walk in, they're reading.
Right.
Which is critical. There are three opportunities to read. So you saw the library. But then what I can do is I can also conference with my students. So as I conference with my student, I want to know about their reading habits. And
right.
all of the data is being tracked immediately. So if I'm talking to Baldwin, I said, so tell me about your book. Why did you choose this book? So I'm mm-hmm. I'm constantly adding notes. And this is really, really powerful because sometimes I hate tapping, but the fact I can come here, he is struggling. I'm sorry. You were just struggling a little bit with that book. So.
And that's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. He's struggling. So I'm going to go ahead and say you're here, hit done, and it's saving. So again, all that data is being captured.
Right. So in a way, this is not only helping the teacher, but I know sometimes things happen, maybe a sickness of something.
Yeah.
A substitute teacher can come back and still be able to ramp up quickly and
exactly.
understand where these students are without having to call the teacher.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
And the other thing, taking advantage of the technology, for example, we're going to start with vocabulary, which is actually a very complicated word for me to say in English, believe
mm-hmm.
it or not. So instead of saying, okay, boys and girls, tell me what transport is, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a survey.
Right.
So when I go into the student app, automatically that survey will come up on every student's device.
Yeah.
And
right.
then as a student, maybe I did not hit send survey. I didn't hit send survey. That's why. So there it is.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Sorry about that. So I'm going to hit send survey. I'm just going to say submit answer. So then right. I'm going back as a teacher. And I can quickly see how my entire class did. And then say, right there in blue, you can see most of you answer C. You are correct. So one of the powers of this is, again, taking advantage of the full ecosystem that these devices and internet can
right.
can bring together for a
so
student.
Correct, that's right.
I'm going to end the survey here right now and just keep going. So the other thing that is extremely powerful is the read aloud, think aloud. And as a teacher, we have to model what good reading looks like. So one of the things we do is that we read to our students. So we're reading to our students, or we can play the audio. And one of the cool things is that we actually have, because of Winn-Dixie's, read by a little girl.
Yeah.
So you engage the kids, but then as a teacher, where it says stop, what happens now is that I model what you should be thinking about as a good reader.
Mm-hmm.
So then I come back as a student, and this is the book we were all reading together.
Right.
So
right.
Again, it's a beautiful ecosystem, always the teacher talking to the students through the devices and then modeling what good reading looks like in the classroom.
And what's great, I love seeing this, because what happens is, what I'm seeing is you are able as a teacher to have full control.
Yes.
Of what's happening, not only what you're providing to the students, but how the students are interacting. You get to see mm-hmm. the outcome right away, and then you can morph and change your teaching style during that class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it even gets better. So then the teacher is teaching during the first part of the lesson. That's what we call whole group. Teacher is teaching on grade level content. But then in one classroom, you could have literally students reading in many Lexile levels.
Right.
So how do we then differentiate it and personalize the learning? So when I go into my assignments, one of the things that's very powerful is that these assignments are then on my independent level.
Okay, maybe get it straight. If there are two students, one may be more advanced, might be a little bit behind, you're saying me as a behind student can't really see the other person and the other way around.
Exactly.
So a lot less peer pressure.
Yes.
And a bit more encouraging for the one who try to catch up.
Exactly.
That's
even
great.
Even the selection of the books. I mean, we could both be reading Romeo and Juliet. You could be reading the unabridged British version of it, and I'm reading the English
full version. Yeah.
Of Romeo and Juliet. But that whole peer pressure is gone.
Right.
And I wanted to show you very quickly one of the other parts that is very powerful is the writing. So we know that writing and reading go hand in hand.
Yep.
The more kids read, the better readers. The more kids write, the better writers.
Right.
So in this particular one, I'm writing a narrative because we also teach writing. And I already started typing my response to this prompt. But then when I get feedback, it literally will analyze how I'm doing in this particular assignment. And if I look over here, if I go to my beginnings, for example, it's telling me all your sentence beginnings are highlighted below. Revise them. So I noticed that all my sentences are starting with pronouns.
Mm.
And one of the things we've seen from the students using iLit is that they constantly get feedback, because very quickly, within 2-3 seconds, they can make their paragraph better and better. And then it's ultimately submitted for the teacher for grading. But now the teacher is not having to worry on grammar and on sentence structure. She or he is now looking at the overall writing piece.
Right.
So
right.
It's using our artificial intelligence.
I see. So these highlighting and these notes about, like, you're always putting pronouns in the beginning, is done by the machine.
By the artificial
intelligence. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And it is based on the writing I just did.
Right.
So the other interesting thing is, so how does the system calibrate into what level of learning I need to be in every day? We have these interactive readers in here. And one of the things we have done is shown, for example, students dragging and dropping to make sure they answer a question correctly, or highlighting for text evidence, which is necessary in order to be college and career ready and be successful in those type of assessments.
Right.
So here's my reading checkpoint. And like we said earlier, I could be doing one thing, you could be doing something completely different.
Correct, that's right.
So I'm going to hit my reading checkpoint. And in this particular one, I'm supposed to be dragging a word, submit my answer, got it wrong that time. And then I'm also going to do my summary writing.
Right.
So the key for reading comprehension is to write a quick summary about what
that's
you read.
Right. That's
and it
right.
uses the same technology.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's extremely powerful, and we're very excited because the engagement, the fact that we're teaching on grade level content, and it's on these devices, the students make it very, it's very personal to them.
Yeah, yeah. And I think what we heard you before is your students in your classrooms, they all love using the pen.
Yes. Right? Oh, my goodness. Yes. So when, for example, right now, if I were to go into my notebook, so here's my digital notebook that the teachers have access to at home as well. So instead of taking all those notebooks, I can go ahead and write notes. So I can do my journal. And using the pen, it just
automatically
enhances it. Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead
the environment. Yeah.
So I personally have my fourth grader is dyslexic. So she struggles with literacy. And when I took the Surface home, she was just like this. And writing on her eyelid was right. just, she's like, this is so good. And she's like, Mom, I can actually write on here.
Right.
And
right.
then the fact that eyelid has audio for every single one of the books as a dyslexic student is just even that more powerful.
Right. And what I learned too from reading some of the research articles, as a student writes, it helps also mm-hmm. the memory and thinking process. So it really enhances the learning
yeah.
as opposed to just purely using a keyboard.
Exactly.
So there's a dual purpose of handwriting.
Yeah, yeah, this is one of the best features I can tell you
yeah.
about. And now that it's there, it just enhances, like I said, the notebook that's built into iLit.
Great, great. Yeah. And it looks like you are actually using one of our great devices here, Surface
yeah.
Pro 3.
I
which,
am.
Of course, is perfect with a lot of people who love mm-hmm. to use the handwriting using the pen and inking.
Yes.
And then it's built on Windows 8.1.
Yeah, and not to mention, I know this is silly, but the volume on this device is fantastic. So when
the audio, you mean?
Yeah, the volume of when it projects. So when right. I'm having the book, like I said, because of Winn-Dixie is read by a young girl, it just projects the sound. So I know it's minor, but just little things like that just enhance my classroom.
Your learning, yeah, yeah. the classroom yeah. learning experience.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, that's great. Well, thanks for sharing with us about how iLit can really transform the raising the bar of literacy
yeah.
For classroom in the U.S., Australia, and other places. I know you have actually some great results to show mm-hmm. for in terms of how it's really improved. You talked about it briefly. Can you walk us through a little
yeah.
bit about some of the schools in the U.S., how they really moved the needle?
Yeah. So iLit is one of our newer products, and we are now in about 83 schools. And in those 83 schools, we are seeing great results. Typically, we are seeing at least 2 years worth of gains in one single year of iLit.
Wow. Wow.
You can use iLit in 45 minutes or in 90 minutes, and you're getting the results regardless. Mm-hmm. So that's very powerful. But even more powerful is the fact that in some of these cases where the students are in the iLit classroom, and we do use a norm reference test to measure this growth. So it's mm-hmm. not this program saying, hey, it's working. It is in
you have a standardized test to actually
exactly.
be the measuring stick. Okay.
Exactly. So when, for example, in Florida, we had a group of individuals using this, and it now, when they took their FCAT, which is their state assessment,
mm-hmm.
that growth was shown on their scorecards. And in
right.
Houston, in that particular one, that charter school, the same thing. When they took their district-wide assessments, we saw the growth there as well.
Right. Wow, that's
yeah.
great. I can sense the excitement just from looking at the statistic. I'm sure there are a lot of students behind who
yeah.
have contributed it, and the teachers and the software. So
yeah.
that's really tell a great story here.
It
yeah.
does. I wish I could tell you that every child was reading on grade level, but the purpose of iLit is to get them on grade level and then getting them back into their core content program
right.
that they're using.
Fantastic. So Claudia, thank you so much for coming over all the way from Texas to our Seattle studio. Yeah, so thank you very much. I'm really excited about this offering. So I know that you have some get started type offer that's available
yeah.
limited time only to teachers in the United States, right?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the things that we've noticed is that the results we're getting are literally incredible.
Yes.
So they want to try it themselves with their own students and their own population. So what we're offering right now for a limited time is free pilots. So we will give you licenses to the content and professional development for the teacher, and then you can come in and work with us and provide devices if the district does not have a device.
Fantastic.
So they can run this pilot. One of the requirements is that we do want the pilot to be at least a minimum of 6 weeks, because we need 6 weeks to at least start seeing that growth. But
right.
we have seen about 0.7 years literacy growth in about 5 weeks of instruction if it's done correctly.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And there's also an extra day of professional development,
yes.
correct?
So we come in on site and we provide professional development for the teachers, not only on how to use the app, but on the instructional pedagogy that goes behind the program. Of course, if they need more, we can come in and actually do coaching and modeling, which is job-embedded professional development.
Right. Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks again for coming, Claudia. And to the audiences, thank you for joining us in another episode of Launchpad, where we showcase great and critical line of business application in commercial and education sectors to transform, in this case, education literacies. So until the next time, please be on the lookout for education software like iLit that might be being used in your school districts. So until next time, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, everyone.